Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Weezer here on the Kevin Bean Show at KROQ. We just played their new song, Back to the Shack. We'll be playing it again for you here in a couple minutes. The album is called Everything Will Be All Right in the End. Expect the release date is September 30th. And you called up your old friend, producer Rick Ocasek, for this record. It's been a little bit since you worked with him. How come?
Well, we thought about it long and hard, and we talked to a number of producers. And ultimately, we realized we wanted to make a record that had the sonic qualities of our first record. And really, who could do a better job than Rick, who produced that first record? Mm-hmm. So we started talking to him, and it started to feel very exciting again. And he came out to L.A. and brought his two Les Paul guitars, which we recorded that whole first album with. And once we plugged everything in and got going, it was just the magic came back, and it was very fun and exciting for all of us.
How does he, as a producer, make a difference with you guys? How does he? What does he bring? How does he
really,
change?
He doesn't have to do much. He just has to be in the room.
And, well, I could do that. You know, man. I'm saying, what does he bring to the band? If
well,
it's just
he says, "That's great. Do it again."
Right. I could do that as well.
He has a sense of a musical style and a musical knowledge that you trust. And he also hung out with Andy Warhol.
Well, I didn't do that. So, yeah.
So that makes him cooler than anyone, I guess, right?
But I think Scott put it best when he said, even when we hear that he's on his way to the studio, we all start playing differently. There's just something about having this all-time new wave rock legend around us that ups our game.
Hey, you're listening to Weezer Day by Day, episode 9, about their 9th studio album, Everything Will Be Alright in the End, came out in 2014. I have skipped over a compilation of unreleased songs called Death to False Metal, because I'm just focusing on the actual studio albums. So this album was supposed to be produced by Sean Everett, who had worked on the band's previous two releases, but that album that they started making with Sean was shelved. Again, another Weezer album that was shelved or scrapped. And it was at that point that Rivers said, quote, "We just started working on our 10th record. I was talking to the producer and he was saying, these songs sound totally different from Hurley. Hurley was kind of dark. And the new songs sound like you're 16, riding your bicycle to get a Slurpee." I guess that was the album that they abandoned. And then Rivers started writing new songs and reimagining or re-envisioning the album. One thing that happened is in between these albums here on October 8th, 2011, former bass player Mikey Walsh died of an overdose. He was found in his hotel room. I don't know if that informed the decision to course correct from the album that sounds like you're 16, riding your bike to get a Slurpee, to an album called Everything Will Be All Right in the End that's more serious, but Cuomo said he wanted to make a, quote, complex classic album. But then he hit a creative wall, and that's why there's, what, 4 years between Hurley and this album? I guess in May 2013, Cuomo was meditating, and he came up with a strong vision of the album, that's a quote, and they started recording it in January of 2014, and they brought Rick Ocasek back to produce it, wanting to return to, quote, the sound and the vibe and the energy of where the band came from, while also allowing them to, quote, explore and try new things. Bassist Scott Schreiner described Ocasek's production style as, quote, very serious. Weezer recorded the majority of the album at The Village, a recording studio in L.A. It was released on October 7th, 2014, with Republic Records, so they were only with Epitaph for that one album. According to a press release at the time, after Weezer had put out three albums in only 3 years, Rivers decided to begin writing at a slower pace, composing songs on the piano first, before transferring them to guitar and presenting them to the band. It was around this time that Rivers also reconciled with his father, Frank, who left the family when he was very young, but later became a Pentecostal preacher. A quote from Rivers, "Now that I'm a father, I've forgiven my parents."
I had another nightmare.
Go back to sleep, honey. Everything will be all right in the end.
All right, let's get into this album. Track one, Ain't Got Nobody, written by Rivers Cuomo. It's nice to hear the Rick Ocasek production, but I can't say that I like this song a whole lot. But it's definitely better than anything on Hurley, so there's that. Track 2, Back to the Shack, written by Rivers Cuomo and Jacob Casher, or J. Cash. I'm not researching that guy. This song is embarrassing, and I guess it was the first single, so of course. I mean, if you look at a Weezer album and there's a song called Back to the Shack, you could probably guess that's going to be the first single. Take me back, back to the shack, back to the strap with the lightning strap. Track 3, Eulogy for a Rock Band. My notes is we've heard this chorus melody a billion times. This is ironic because a lyric in the song is, "We will sing the melodies that you did long ago." Well, I don't know if that's ironic or an admission of guilt. I mean, this is sad. It's just sad because it's so generic and bland. Track 4 is a song called Lonely Girl. Well, at least this sounds like a Weezer song. Doesn't sound like a great Weezer song, but at least it's a Weezer song. And at this point, that's saying something. Track 5, I've Had It Up to Here, So this is co-written by Rivers Cuomo and Justin Hawkins. Now, I would argue that both of these songwriters have proven themselves to be geniuses. I consider both of them capable of genius songwriting, but not this song. This song, no, it's not good. I don't understand why. There's a lyric in this song, "Don't want to compromise my art for universal appeal. Don't want to be mass consumed. I'm not a happy meal." Bullshit. Rivers has been compromising his art for universal appeal, as far as I can tell, for multiple albums now. Why else do you bring in all the co-writers? Why do you make these modern sounding records that really have very little to do with what Weezer, you know, Weezer established a sound on the first few albums, and they abandoned it. They abandoned the production, they abandoned the songwriting, they abandoned all of it, and as far as I can tell, they adopted a lot of modern production, bringing in modern songwriters a lot of the time to write modern sounding pop songs. And we all know in this century, in the 2000s, modern pop music is fucking horrible. So how has Rivers not compromised his art for universal appeal on these past 3-4 albums, whatever? You tell me, isn't that exactly what he's done? Now, I support, I guess, the idea of Rivers writing a song with Justin Hawkins. Unfortunately, what we end up with are more bland, predictable melodies that we've heard before, instead of those great Rivers melodies that we know the guy can write. You know, your guess is as good as mine as to what's going on here.
Hey Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shouted Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things KISS. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/Pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/Pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
Track 6 is a song called The British Are Coming. I don't know what to say about these songs. The verse is okay, but these rehashed melodies are very disappointing. Track 7 is a song called Da Vinci, written by Rivers and Josh Alexander, who also co-wrote Lonely Girl from this album. And Lonely Girl is a song that I said actually at least sounds like Weezer. And also, I guess I like parts of this song. You know, I've said it before, but if you go back, listen to the great Weezer songs from the early albums with those killer melodies, this song does not measure up to that. Track 8 is a song called Go Away, co-written by Rivers Cuomo and Bethany Cosentino. She's the singer guitar player from a band called Best Coast, and this is a duet between her and Rivers. Her bandmate Bob Bruno also plays guitar, so I guess, you know, Rivers is like, I'll do a Best Coast song. If you listen to this song, maybe you'll hear what I hear, which is predictable melodies. The melodies you've heard before, not melodies that grab you or catch you or hook you, melodies that are boring. I don't know why, it's a big problem. A lot of these songs, they aren't horrible, but they're just there. Track 9, Cleopatra. I have no idea how Rivers Cuomo was reduced to this, but here we are. This is really bad. Our hearts are dim, but our minds are free to fly where they will. Your beauty is faded, you're a broken shell. It's only the weak that fall for your spell. You can't control me no more, Cleopatra. Track 10, Foolish Father. I keep saying it, but bland, predictable melodies. Just go listen to Photograph or Simple Pages. How good are those melodies. So even though this song isn't horrible, it just doesn't measure up. And I think the reason is the melodies are stock. As Lars Ulrich would say, stock. Finishing off the album is the Future Scope Trilogy. So there's two instrumentals, and sandwiched in between is a song. So it's The Wasteland, Anonymous, and Return to Ithaca. Both of the instrumentals are interesting. I like them. Rivers Cuomo is a great guitar player. And then the song, Anonymous, I actually like for the most part. I would say this whole little bit here, this Future Scope Trilogy, one of the best things, one of my favorite things on a Weezer album since Maladroit. Alright, so that was a Weezer album produced by Rick Ocasek, supposed to be hearkening back to their early days. They failed to accomplish that because of the songwriting and the co-writers. But here at the end, we have something pretty cool, and that song Lonely Girl, I kind of like. Let's hear what they do next. We will find out tomorrow when we talk about the White Album. Chance you gotta take.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.